You came a long ways to Arapahoe, Nebraska for this little lady right here. One unique thing is she's a junior. She's got one more year. You don't see colleges, I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, kind of sign somebody their junior year.
Yeah, so one, Lauren is a pretty special talent. I mean, winning state, not many people get to do that. Yeah. So it was clear that she needed to be selected early. Otherwise, bigger schools were just going to scoop her up. What I've seen is that men on the bowling side typically sign middle of their senior year on average, whereas on the women's side for the high-level bowlers, a lot of them are signing by the end of their junior year. So Lauren's not the only commit we have for Fall 26 for the women already. So women do sign a little bit earlier, especially the high-level ones like her.
How big's your recruiting class going to be coming in, you think?
So men and women combined, for this upcoming fall, we're going to have between 16 and 18. So we're going to just about double the roster. So it's going to be a lot of new faces. And then the next year, we'll probably tone it back a bit on the men's side since we're pretty full there. So we'll be pretty selective. And then on the women's side, we'll probably get 5 to 10 on the women. So we're already off to a good start with 2.
Sounds like a program that's growing more and more each year, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it was my first year with the program. I came from a different program that was one of the top in the country, and so I've seen a lot of really good things. And so I'm just trying to emulate some of that, put my own spin on it, and really grow a nationally recognized program.
I heard you guys talking about all the meets you go to. You travel a lot west and east, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. So we have our home tournaments. So we'll be in Kansas, Missouri, Iowa. But then we'll also go as far east as about Kentucky and as far west as Las Vegas.
So a lot of travel, and you're facing some really good competition, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah. So the unique thing about college bowling, unlike other college sports, is we compete against all divisions. Mm-hmm. So it's not just NAIA versus NAIA. It's NAIA versus D1, D2, and D3 schools. And so we get to see the best of the best every single tournament.
I take it you as a bowler came to college, bowled and everything. You've been there and done that, right?
Yeah. So I was at Mount Mercy's program. They had the top-ranked women's program for about 3 or 4 years now. So I got to learn a lot there. I was a player, captain, and then eventually a GA there as well. And so I got a lot of really good experience from some of the coaches there and just learning from so many other great bowlers that were there as well.
That was the plan all along. I'm going to compete. I always like to be a coach. And look, we're second year coming up, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, year 2 is about to start. I wish I could say the coach was always the plan. But really it started concretely my GA year when I was a graduate assistant is when I really knew that I loved coaching. I always knew I loved bowling, but getting to coach for a year before I did it full time really showed me that it's what I wanted to do.